we get deer sort of going across our lawn, you know. We find it attractive and interesting to see them there. But you were saying, Adam, the other day, really just earlier on, how you know reach for your gun, you know.
Well, if I was only allowed to shoot them, that would help me a lot.
Yeah.
But actually, I reach for a kitchen knife and run after them in the hope that they get caught in a fence somewhere.
Right. And so what is it about them that you don't like?
Well, they eat everything.
Right.
They eat trees. They completely level the hedges that we spent a long time trying to grow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've had trees that we've grown from seed, which have been just snapped off or ring-barked, at 10 years old, and that's totally heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking, but it does raise the point, doesn't it, about like if you really care for the trees, then you protect the trees rather than blame the animal that kind of would naturally just like wander through you.
Yeah, but it's not really natural, is it?
Isn't it?
I mean, deer. they're not in a very natural condition, and they would normally have a predator or two out there. And they don't have any predators.
Not since the 18th century.
Well, they don't even...
Ticks.
Yeah,
ticks.
So they have actually this really... That if you hate deer, and you ever see a deer doing this with its head, and you're very vindictive...
Adam's bobbing his head up and down.
Yeah. They get this kind of parasite. It's a maggot. It's a fly. Lays its eggs in their nose. Then the maggots hatch and eat out the entire nasal passage. So that's why they're shaking their head, trying to shake the maggots out.
Well, there's a predator.
It's called nasal botfly.
That's it.
Is it just deer that get this?
And
it kills sheep and cows as well. Yeah.
But it is the habitat of that particular fly, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
And all.
So what's
wrong
to
that fly?
Yeah.
I mean,
the conversation now goes, well, you know, it's all part of
the... We see the flies flying through the house and we think, beautiful. All those flies.
But you remember that you're on the deer territory rather than the deer.
The thing with the deer coming in your garden, you say, they're like us, they like something a little bit different. And you've planted all these lovely exotic plants that probably taste quite nicely.
Yeah.
So
really
you're actually attracting them in, you know, there's something
sucking
it. Well, you know, yeah, it's like us having
just
caviar or something for me, you know.
Yeah.
I like caviar, and Damien obviously doesn't. Dorian, sorry.
It's really funny that, I mean, it's sort of odd to think about how animals actually get bored of their normal diet and how they're always looking for something else. And they'll look for, you know, different environment to be in as well. Mm-hmm. I used to have a house in the Highlands, and the door never really shut very well. And I often just come back from work to find sheep throughout the ground floor.
So it didn't close very well at all.
Well, they used to just sort of blow open, you know. And then they'd all be in there having a great time.
Sheep farting
everywhere.
Got his LPs on.
It did make me think, these sheep don't want to be outside.
Yeah.
You know? What about your pony that broke into the store, the food store?
Yeah, I used to have a pony that used to, in fact,
that was a malevolent.
That was an interesting one, yeah. He broke into that where all the vegetables were in clamps and worked his way through an entire clamp of beetroot, taking a small bite out of each one, going, nah, don't like more.
Goldilocks.
It's like beetroot or something.
Sally at the bottom has a horse in her kitchen, doesn't she?
Living with animals.
And see Sally at the window and then go past the kitchen window.
I used to know a guy who used to keep a pig in his house, I mean, they're actually in his house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. There's a place near us that it's a village about 10 miles away. And for years, this house has been going into deeper and deeper decline. And, you know, the garden's full of cars and stuff. And the house is there, and we were going past it one day about 10 years ago, and it's still just going, you know, but there are people living in it, and the holes in the roof, and the holes get bigger and bigger as the years go by. About 10 years ago, I went past this house, and I was kind of looking at it. It looked different, you know, from normal houses, and I heard a little bit about it. You know how these things sort of pick in, they sort of gather momentum in terms of a kind of a charisma or a sort of backwards charisma, and I looked back at this house. There was on the landing window. The window was broken, and suddenly a goat's head appeared, And I just thought, God, that must be really strange, just living there with but with goats in the house. That's a real. That's real.
I think we're jumping ahead of ourselves talking about living with animals. Before, before